This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We will be there live on August 15th. For our next live show, which is also our last show of the summer. So please come out and join us for that, 3 to 7 p.m., 1 week from Friday. And yes, even though it's Friday, I will be there. All right? August 15th, 3 to 7 p.m., come out and join us for that. You know, I got to tell you, the president's going to speak in a few moments, so we'll go to it live. And Apple is going to make a serious investment. The Fazools, the cashish. A big-time investment in the United States of America. Apple. That's right. Apple. And Disney is buying World Wrestling Entertainment, making a bid for World Wrestling Entertainment. Disney. Because they see. I'm telling you, you know what it is? It's America has changed. America has changed. The woke is over. Woke is dead. I said this years ago. I said this a year ago. Donald Trump's election. Well, I said it went after the election, so that was months ago. But Trump's election was the end of woke, officially. Woke is dead. Now, that doesn't say it can't come back to life. Woke is a lot like the villain in a horror movie. It's like Freddy and Jason Voorhees. It can come back. It's dead. Michael Myers dead. You know what I mean? Like, woke is Michael Myers dead. It's very possible it will show its face again. But at least for now, it's dead. But it never dies. Never. Obviously, you know, these things go in cycles. Yeah, I mean, that's always these horror movies. You're always like, well, I don't understand. Ghostface, why don't they just kill him? And they try, to their credit, the last couple Halloween movies, like the last five Halloweens, I think they thought they killed Michael Myers, but kept showing up, kept coming back somehow. Just keeps coming back. You know what I mean? So until they stop making money. In which case, then Michael Myers actually dies, like Howard Stern and Stephen Colbert. It's amazing how that works. So MSNBC Democrats are urging the party to turn the page. The Democrat Party has found itself in a position scrambling for answers on how to improve its strategies after taking a loss in the 2024 election. On Monday, MSNBC's Ana Cabrera, her show, Ana Cabrera Reports, was converted into something resembling a Democrat Party planning session. Typical of MSDNC, former Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, who lost in 2018 after one term, claimed, maybe it's time to turn the page. As they point out the polling, that everybody hates them and they're all a bunch of freaking losers. Cut 12.
And this is the one caution that I would have, which is we have run three elections now by saying we're not Donald Trump. We lost two, and we almost lost the third. Maybe it's time to turn the page and start talking about what Democrats stand for, what they're going to promote, how they're going to bring a better opportunity to middle-class voters. Yes, you need to be very aggressive against this president, but you can't fight something with nothing. And I think that's one of the challenges that the Democrats have, which is, oh, everybody sees this the same way we do. No, they don't. And you need to get out into the real world. You need to talk to people, and you need to be thinking about, how do I persuade those Biden Trump voters, the people who voted for Biden in 2020, who then turned around and voted for Trump? How do I convince them that we're better able to run the country? And so this is a real challenging time for Democrats, but the more people out there talking about what Democrats stand for, the better it is.
What the hell do you people stand for? Is it what America's mother-in-law, socialist Elizabeth Warren, said, standing side by side communist Zoran Mandami? Is that what Democrats stand for? See, the problem is, yeah, I get it. You need to do more than just say we're not Donald Trump, but you have no message. You need a message first. You got to come up with some ideas, and all the ideas you have stink because they're socialism ideas and communism ideas. That's what it is. That's the bottom line. You can't win with that. I'm sorry, but you can't. So here is Jasmine Crockett, okay? Who doesn't care how many black MAGA hats are out there? Apparently, she says, Trump has a problem with people of color. Really? I guess you didn't see the election results. Okay? Cut 16.
And so I want people to see him and understand who he is. This is a person that has a problem with people of color, period. I don't care how many black MAGA out there with their hats. I want to be clear, when we look at who it is that he's kicking out of this country as people of color, when we look at who he always disrespects and says that they are low IQ, even though when you look at his cabinet, this has to be the most incompetent cabinet we have ever had in the history of this country. When we're talking about people that literally have the ability to drop bombs or order that bombs be dropped or make recommendations that bombs be dropped, and they literally don't know how to get the signal chat right. So we're talking about low IQ individuals, but so long as they say that this guy is their guy, and usually if they work for a certain news network, that's the only qualification that's necessary. I've got news for the president. I am not going anywhere. No matter how many squiggly lines they draw in the state of Texas, I will be back, and I will be on his behind and making sure the real accountability that the American people are demanding, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, that it is had when the Democrats take control of this House in the midterm. Terms.
Congressman. I just want to say thank you, Jasmine Crockett. And please don't go anywhere. Please stay right there. In fact, do more of that. Okay? Do more interviews and do more of everything you just did there. Do more of that, please. You and AOC and the one who married her brother, or has sex with her brother. What's her name? Is that Rashida Tlaib or is that Ilhan Omar? Which one is that?
It's Ilhan Omar
is the brother lover. Yeah, her too. Zora Mandami, America's mother-in-law. I think you should all go out there together, like on a road trip, like a cross country in a van, like the Scooby-Doo van, and do a magical mystery Marxism tour. I thank you for not going anywhere. Please stay. Please. So I'm glad to hear that. And you be up in his behind and thank you. That's really helpful too. In fact, I think you should run for president. So I'm going to endorse you for president in the Democrat primary. That is. Not the general. I'm not. Sorry. Wrong talk show host. If you thought I was going to endorse her in the general. But I would endorse her in the primary. Absolutely. That would be that. Yes. Yes. Please. Please. Can we make that happen? Is there a way to make that happen? I think a Crockett O'Rourke ticket. She could take Beto O'Rourke as her running mate. That would be something. Or maybe Pritzker Crockett. And you could have a big fat, white, tubby, white guy, and Jasmine Crockett on the ticket together. Now, that's something I think America can all get behind. No, I mean, literally, you could all get behind his ass, his big, gigantic butt. Excuse me. Have you seen that thing, Matt DeSantis? It's enormous. And we could all get behind it for safety, for shelter. We could shelter in place behind his gargantuan behind if we needed to. Yeah. As a country. We might need to. You never know. You think my endorsement will help?
I don't think it will.
That's a shame. You don't think I have the power to pick the next Democrat nominee for president?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Imagine how fun that election cycle would be. Jasmine Crockett versus J.D. Vance.
Oh, man. I would just... Please. Please. Oh, the president is making an announcement, a huge one. $100 billion investment by Apple, but he's also speaking on the shooting at Fort Stewart Army Base. Let's jump in live here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Around 11 o'clock this morning, the shooter is now in custody, and the Army Criminal Investigation Division is on site to ensure that the perpetrator of this atrocity, which is exactly what it is, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The entire nation is praying for the victims and their families, and hopefully they'll fully recover, and we can put this chapter behind, but we're not going to forget what happened. We're going to take very good care of this person that did this horrible person. This afternoon, we're pleased to welcome to the White House one of the great and most esteemed business leaders and geniuses and innovators anywhere in the world, Apple CEO Tim Cook. It's an amazing job. Thanks as well to Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick for being here, wherever you may be. Oh, there you are. Hello, fellas. I missed you. Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion, that's with a B, in the United States over the next 4 years. That's $100 billion more than they were originally going to invest. And this is the largest investment Apple has ever made in America and anywhere else. And it's just an honor to have you. As you know, Apple's been an investor in other countries a little bit. I won't say which ones, but a couple. And they're coming home. $600 billion. It's the biggest there is. The company is also unveiling its ambitious new American manufacturing program, which will bring factories and assembly lines across our country all roaring to life. Areas that were not doing so well are doing very well. We have about $17 trillion coming into the United States, which is more than ever before. That's never even come close. There's never been anything like it. That's even a lot of money for you. But we have commitments of more than $17 trillion. That was as of a couple of weeks ago. These investments will directly create more than 20,000 brand new American jobs and many thousands more at the Apple suppliers like Corning, Broadcom, Texas Instruments, and Samsung, who all deal in that world. As part of this historic commitment, Apple will massively increase spending on its domestic supply chain for the iPhone and will build the largest and most sophisticated smart glass production line in the world in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, which is a great... Actually, I did very well there. I like it because I see I did very well there. I did very well in Kentucky, but it's a great place. You're going to be very happy. I thought maybe while we're up, I'll interrupt my own speech by you might show them a little bit about the product that you're going to be doing in Kentucky, Tim.
Absolutely. Do you mind if I step up?
Yes, please.
This bottom was made for the U.S., California. And this glass comes off the Corning line. It's engraved for President Trump. It's a unique unit of one. It was designed by a U.S. Marine Corps corporal, a former one, that works at Apple now.
That's good. He's done well.
Designed it for you. And the base comes from Utah and is 24 karat gold. And it sits, I'll take the liberty of setting it up.
Wow.
Well, let's see. There we go. Congratulations,
Thank you,
Mr.
Very
President.
Much.
Thank you so much.
The great people of Kentucky. You're going to find it a great place to do business, too. It's fantastic. Isn't that nice? We're doing these things now in the United States instead of other countries, faraway countries. This is a significant step toward the ultimate goal of ensuring that iPhones sold in the United States of America also are made in America. With the mass infusion of capital it's announcing today, Apple will also build a 250,000-square-foot server manufacturing facility in Houston and invest billions of dollars to construct data centers across the country from North Carolina to Iowa to Oregon. That's big stuff. Apple will also open state-of-the-art manufacturing economy. It's going to be a manufacturing academy in Detroit, and that's a great place to do. Well, you know, big things are happening in Michigan and Detroit. They're coming in because of what we've done with the, I call it the Great Big Beautiful Bill. I added one word, great. But we have probably the biggest, most comprehensive piece of legislation ever passed. It's going to mean unbelievable numbers of jobs and no jobs on, think of this, whether it's tips or overtime or Social Security, no tax. So no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. And it's just a small bit of it. For Apple and others' businesses, we're talking about the deductions and all of the things. And actually, for people that go out and buy a car, first time it's ever been done, we talk about deductions for companies, but they're going to be able to deduct interest when they borrow money to buy a car if it's made in America. It has to be made in America. So it is amazing. And one of the reasons I think I can say that Apple's coming here is the legislation we just passed with this kind of investment. Apple will also open other facilities, rare earth magnets from Texas, and build, oh, I love that you're doing this. I love that. And build a brand new rare earth recycling line in Mountain Pass, California. I know that area. That's where they have a lot of truly rare earth. That's fantastic. I love that. And Apple will help develop and manufacture semiconductors and semiconductor equipment in Texas, Utah, Arizona, and New York. For years, Americans have watched as many of our leading tech giants built their factories overseas and exported American jobs abroad. But under the Trump administration, we're doing everything possible to make this the best place on earth to build a factory or grow businesses. I'm allowing them to build electric producing plants with their factory, because otherwise they'd have to hook into the grid. And I think it's one of the biggest things we've done, where you can build, Tim, your own electricity. You become your own electric manufacturer, and that goes along with the plant. So you become a utility. So congratulations, now you're in the utility. I hope they don't value your company based on utility, but that's okay. You're going to be making your own electricity. And as you probably know, for much of this and many of the things that we're doing, especially the AI, they would need actually double the electricity that the country now produces for everything. So it's massive electric, and they're going to be able to make their own, and they're getting very fast approvals. Lee Zeldin is doing a fantastic job, including with a 100% expensing on the one big beautiful bill. In return, we're asking our businesses to invest in America, and they're coming in at levels that we've never seen before. So I don't know when it shows up, but there are a lot of factories and a lot of plants that are either under construction or soon will be starting construction. So can't tell you exactly when, but I want to be around in about a year from now and 2 years from now, because we're going to see an explosion, I think, like this country has never seen before. Never. Today's announcement is one of the largest commitments in what has become among the greatest investment booms in our nation's history. And we've got the hottest country anywhere in the world. And I told you the story that, and Tim, I'll tell you, but I went to the Middle East and I was with Qatar. I was with UAE and the King of Saudi Arabia, all great leaders. And then I went to NATO and saw many great leaders, and we just finished that about 4 weeks ago. Virtually everyone said in effect, that we were a dead country 1 year ago. America, this was a dead country. We were dying. We were dead. And now you've got the hottest country anywhere in the world. This would have never happened except for certain people. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. NVIDIA is investing $500 billion to go along with Apple, $600 billion. $600 billion. Micron, great company, is investing $200 billion. IBM is investing more than $150 billion. SoftBank is investing substantially more than $100 billion. TSMC is investing $200 billion. Johnson & Johnson, $55 billion. Merck, Stellantis, and General Motors are putting many, many billions in. They haven't determined the final number. And many other countries are investing tens of billions of dollars. And I'm not going to give you the whole list because the list is too long to read. But it's hundreds of billions and even trillions. I mean, it's trillions of dollars that's being invested right now. Last week, it was announced that our economy grew at 3% in the second quarter, and consumer confidence is surging. Blue-collar wages are rising rapidly. Costs are way down. You know, I listen to these horrendous frauds on CNN and various other fake news networks, and they say costs are up. No, no, costs are down. Gasoline is down. It's going to soon, I believe, be less than $2 a gallon. It's around $2.40 right now, many places other than in California where they tax you out of business, but and a couple of others. But gasoline is way down. The price of groceries are down. How about eggs? When I first came here, my first week, the press hit me very hard on eggs. Eggs had quadrupled or something. I said, I didn't know about it. Give me a chance. I've just been here for 4 days. Well, eggs are down. Everything's down. Price is down. The only thing that's up is stock prices. That's really up, and that's through the roof. The stock market has been hitting all-time records, all-time highs. Last week, it was announced that our economy grew at levels that we haven't seen in a long time, but the real levels of growth are going to be judged in a year from now when you start seeing some of these incredible plants, because we have car plants opening. They're coming in from Canada, from Mexico, and from all over the world. And they're coming in because they like the way the election worked out, but they also like the fact that they don't want to pay tariffs. And the tariffs, I think, will be we're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. I won't be so specific other than to say, because we don't even know what the final number is. We just made a deal, as you know, with the EU, where they're paying hundreds of billions of dollars. Japan paying hundreds of billions of dollars, and numerous other countries paying hundreds of billions of dollars. And we're not even completed there. And as you know, they found $25 billion 3 weeks ago. They said, we have a surplus of $25 billion. And they said, where did this come from? I said, check the tariffs. And they checked. They said, you're right. That's where it came from. And we've really just started. This is just in its infancy. So we have a great country. We have a country that is going to be very rich. It's a country that we're very proud of, but it's going to be very rich. And it's companies like Apple, they're coming home. They're all coming home. And we want them to come home. They have to come home. We're going to treat them really well. We're going to be putting a very large tariff on chips and semiconductors. But the good news for companies like Apple is if you're building in the United States or have committed to build, without question, committed to build in the United States, there will be no charge. In other words, we're not going to be charging. So a lot of countries, a lot of companies are leaving various other places and they're coming to the United States. So in other words, we'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge. So I just want everyone to know that. And I didn't even tell you that inside. We discussed the concept, but I didn't. So it's a big factor. So 100% tariff on all chips and semiconductors coming into the United States. But if you've made a commitment to build, or if you're in the process of building, as many are, there is no tariff. Okay? If for some reason you say you're building and you don't build, then we go back and get, we add it up, it accumulates, and we charge you at a later date. You have to pay, and that's a guarantee. So that's a big statement, and I think the chip companies are all coming back home. They're all coming back. You know, we started with Intel, and gradually Intel was just taking over the calls. They were taken to the cleaners, frankly, and moved to other places, in particular Taiwan. But I think a lot of those companies are coming back, and they're coming back very rapidly. So that's a big statement. 100% tariff. I want to thank you very much, Tim. Would you like to say a few words about your company, please?
Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. President, thank you very much for having me here today. You've been a great advocate for American innovation and manufacturing. I'm grateful for your leadership and your commitment. That's a commitment we share at Apple, because American innovation is central to everything we do. Our products are designed here, we're hiring and growing here, and we support 450,000 jobs with thousands of suppliers and partners in all 50 states. Earlier this year, we made our largest ever spending commitment, $500 billion to the U.S. over the next 4 years. That's already yielding results. Earlier this year, we broke ground on a new factory in Houston to make advanced AI servers. And just last month, the very first test unit rolled off that factory's line, proudly made in America. President Trump shared some kind words about that work, but he also asked us to think about what more we could commit to doing. And, Mr. President, we took that challenge very seriously. I'm glad to be here with you today, and I'm very proud to say that today we're committing an additional $100 billion to the United States, bringing our total U.S. investment to $600 billion over the next 4 years. As a part of this, we're launching Apple's American Manufacturing Program. It will spur even more production right here in America for critical components used in Apple products all around the world. And we're thrilled to announce that we've already signed new agreements with 10 companies across America to do just that. First, with today's announcements, I'm proud to say that Apple is leading the creation of an end-to-end silicon supply chain right here in America, from design to equipment to wafer production to fabrication to packaging. In Texas, we're working with manufacturers like Texas Instruments, Global Wafers America, and Applied Materials. We're working with Amkor in Arizona and Broadcom and Global Foundries in New York. Thanks to President Trump's vision, and with his help in his first term, we also led the way to bring TSMC to Arizona by committing to be their first and largest customer. Today, they're producing tens of millions of chips for Apple using one of the most advanced process technologies in America today. We're going to keep working with our suppliers to move even more of this incredibly advanced work to America. And this year alone, American manufacturers are on track to make 19 billion chips for Apple in 24 factories across 12 different states. Second, we're committed to buying American-made advanced rare earth magnets developed by MP Materials, which will become part of Apple's devices shipped around the world. MP is the only fully integrated rare earth producer in the United States, and with this partnership, they'll be significantly expanding their flagship facility in Fort Worth, Texas. We're also thrilled to work together on a cutting-edge rare earth recycling line in Mountain Pass, California. And third, in Kentucky, we've worked with our partners at Corning to build the world's largest and most advanced smartphone glass production line. And I'm pleased to announce that very soon, this is for the first time ever, every single new iPhone and every single new Apple Watch sold anywhere in the world will contain cover glass made in Kentucky. In addition to the American Manufacturing Program, we're also significantly growing our investments in AI, including expanding data center capacity in North Carolina, in Nevada, in Iowa, in Arizona, and Oregon. So we're going to keep making investments right here in America. We're going to keep hiring in America. And we're going to keep building technologies at the heart of our products right here in America. Because we're a proud American company, and we believe deeply in the promise of this great nation. Thank you all, and thank you, President Trump, for putting American innovation and American jobs front and center.
Thank you, sir. Great honor.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What a job he's done. What a job. Incredible. I want to thank you very much, and thank you, J.D., for helping along. Good job. Really good job. Any questions, please?
Mr. President,
yes.
You promised on the campaign trail to bring forth a manufacturing renaissance. You just mentioned $17 trillion in your first 7 months or so. Can you talk about how an investment like this, all the other ones that you laid out, will positively impact the millions of Americans that trusted you with their vote?
Thank you very much. It changes our country. I mean, our country is a very different country than it was 6 months ago. And people like Tim are coming. We had Micron in yesterday. We had all of the big, great companies that you read about, you don't know about, but you read about. Many of them were making products outside of our country. Foolishly, we lost them. If we had the right person sitting in that seat, that would have never happened 20 and 30 years ago. When you look at the chip business, it would have never left our shores. We had 100% of chips originally, and then we slowly got taken down to nothing. We have the biggest chip companies, to both of them, but we have the biggest in the world coming in. They're going to Arizona and beyond. And we're going to have, in a short period of time, we'll be up to almost 50% of the chips from starting in nothing. And that's something. But we have the greatest companies in the world coming into our country. And that means jobs. And it means wealth. And wealth means security for our people. Okay.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on this investment, President Trump. And
thank you.
Great example of putting America first. What does the labor force look like to fill these jobs that you have? Do we have enough skilled American workers to fill this?
Well, we do have a lot of workers, and we have a lot of workers that hadn't been looking for work because they were disincentivized, frankly. And people like Tim have tremendous schools and training centers that they build along with a lot of their big plants where they train people on whether it's glass, like in Kentucky, or computers or whatever they might be doing. It's a complex world, and they train people, and they do a great job. So it's a whole new workforce. Now, we have a lot of them in energy because, you know, they've always liked energy. As you know, coal has opened up big. We brought it back. And brought it back in a very large way. You know, China's right now building 58 coal-fired plants, 58 big ones. And here we were saying, we don't take coal. We have more coal than anybody else in the world. We have more oil and gas than anybody else in the world. But we have tremendous energy jobs. And the energy, as you know, we're booming with energy. And that's why the gasoline prices are down. Costs are down. I just hope when they watch these shows, I watch this. I won't use names because I just make them better known, that nobody knows who they are. But I watch this group of people on CNN and MSDNC, too, the same thing, where they say, well, costs have gone up. Costs haven't gone up. They've gone down. I'm telling you, the thing that's gone up is stock prices and success of our country. Our country is really, really doing well, successful. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. President, have Putin and Zelensky agreed to a summit yet? And where and when would that be?
Well, there's a very good prospect that they will. And we haven't determined where, but we had some very good talks with President Putin today. And there's a very good chance that we could be ending the end of that road. That road was long and continues to be long, but there's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
How close do you think you are to a deal?
Excuse me?
How close do you think you are to some kind of deal?
Well, I don't want to say. I've been disappointed before with this one. You know, we've solved five wars, plus add to that Iran, where we wiped out their nuclear capacity for weapons. They would have had a weapon within 2 months, maybe less, and that was totally obliterated. Turned out it was a total obliteration.
And the pilots and the people that did that job, but really, we have the greatest armed forces in the world. But that was really something. In fact, there's a model of the plane right there. So, you got to bring that up, Susie. We have to see that. Look at this. This was just given to me. You know, we ordered brand new B-2 bombers. This is a plane that, over a period of 36 hours of constant flying, look at this. So this is the brand new one they just ordered, similar but actually quite different. It's new and enhanced. It's an amazing machine. Went 36 hours. We had 52 tankers up in the air loading up our planes because this was surrounded by F-22s and F-35s, and it was flawless, Tim. Even you would say it was flawless. And every one of those bombs hit their target. And then we had Tomahawks shot in from a submarine 300 miles away, and they hit every single Tomahawk hit its target. It was amazing. And that was a big threat. That was a nuclear threat. And here's the new one that we just ordered, a large number of them.
Mr. President, what was the breakthrough today? Did Vladimir Putin make some kind of concession that he hasn't been willing to make before?
I don't call it a breakthrough. I mean, we've been working on this a long time. There are thousands of young people dying, mostly soldiers, but also, you know, missiles being hit into Kiev and other places. But in terms of soldiers, I think Russia's lost over 20,000 since the beginning of the year. 20,000. And I guess the estimate for Ukraine is about 9,000. It's a terrible situation. We want to get it stopped. You know, we don't have American soldiers there, but I feel I have an obligation to get it stopped. This was not my war. This war would have never started, not even a chance. And it didn't start for 4 years. I went 4 years and it didn't start. But this is Biden's war. This was on his watch. And, you know, it's funny. We had no land was taken from Trump. It was taken from Bush. It was taken from Biden. The whole thing they would take from Biden if it weren't for us. But it was and it was taken by Obama. Take a look at what was taken with all of the land that was taken. Nothing was taken by Russia from us. Not one ounce of land was taken. I'm here to get the thing over with. It would have never started if I were president. And we're here to get it stopped and get the death stopped. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, in the past, you said you would know if Putin was attacking you all.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pause this for you so that you don't miss anything. And obviously, there's a lot of important stuff here going on with the president addressing Russia and Putin. And so we'll come right back. But I want to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. 10% off inflation relief discount. Look, trust, as we've been talking about throughout the entire show today, is everything. Trust and integrity. So when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, these things are invaluable. You want to trust your home to the people that I trust my home with, and that's Emmons, Emmons Roofing and Siding. A great team over there, whether it is, and they're, you should know, they are platinum certified. Owens Corning, platinum certified contractors. That's the Emmons difference. So you're going to get top quality craftsmanship. You're going to get American made products, Anderson windows, doors, siding, the best of the best. And you're going to get 10% off with great people with integrity who are going to make sure the project is done right and it's done on time and it's done on budget. And they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. You can get a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, Emmons will make sure that roof has that lifetime warranty on it with the Owens Corning shingle. And since they are platinum certified, the best of the best. That's the best designation you can get. And we even remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old house using Emmons. And Bridget was thrilled. Happy wife, happy life. I mean, they did such a great job. Beautiful work. And then when we sold our home, we were able to sell it at a premium. So you upgrade your home with confidence with Emmons by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay. That's always the cue that the president is speaking, but, you know, I'm looking at the Gmail chat, or the Gmail chat, the YouTube chat, and Sharon Kennedy's got burgers on the grill coming up. Oh, I'm jealous. Sounds delicious. But for Richard, who's in Walla Walla, Washington, it's only 2:45 there, so he says it's a bit early. Sharon, just one question. What kind of bun are you using? It better not be brioche. Because that's a Matt DeSantis move. It better not
people
be brioche.
Like brioche. People like brioche.
No, they don't. It's an overused bun. Enough with the brioche.
It's tasty.
By the way, people are asking on the chat if food prices have really gone down. I haven't seen it myself. I went to the grocery store today. I bought a family pack of ground beef for at Wegmans. It was like $30 for freaking ground beef. Like one of those big family pack things, you know? So, I don't know. But do you shop? You don't do shopping. Your parents probably buy all the food, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't shop. Well, I'm in Arizona right now. My parents are in New Jersey, so it'd be pretty difficult if they went grocery shopping for me. I went grocery shopping the other day for me and my girlfriend, and I spent like $200.
Oh, that was nice that you bought your fake girlfriend fake groceries.
Did you buy your artisan lasagna?
No, I did not do that. That's a good idea, though, for dinner tonight.
Oh, my God.
The artisan elitist lasagna. Well, how do you make it again with vegetables,
I don't
right?
make I don't make it. I buy it pre-made, but it was mushroom and kale lasagna. And right. I know it sounds gross, but it was actually quite delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's disgusting. Even just hearing that makes me lose my appetite. Lose my appetite.
I'm telling you, it's good.
Why don't I like brioche buns, Rosalie? I find them to take away from the burger. They're too buttery or something. They take away from the burger. Yeah, Martin's potato roll, I'm good with. My personal seeded Kaiser roll is my favorite. That's what I do love. That's my favorite. If I had to pick, but I the brioche, I don't know. It's too like sweet or I don't know. It doesn't. I think crispy on the outside is the way to go. You know what I mean? That you need, like, to... Same thing with a cheesesteak. Like, you need, like, a crispy roll, seeded roll for the cheesesteak, the same thing. Joseph, I agree with you, Joe, in Columbus. Kale lasagna, fire Matt now. I totally agree. I mean, if it were up to me, he'd be gone. No question about that. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Kale lasagna. Yeah, Navy Prepper, turn in your Italian card, Matt. What else did you say today on the show that made everybody hate you? It was something else
today?
You said. Today.
I don't think so. I haven't contributed very much today. It was probably yesterday.
Thank God for that. Yeah, thank God. we've had, you know, a lot going on, so we haven't, you know, had to have you. But we still have an hour to go.
And Can I just say, I prefer your classic lasagna, to be clear. However, the kale and mushroom lasagna is a nice change of pace.
No, it's not. You know what it's a change of pace from? Good food. Disgusting. We have two guests coming up in the next hour because we had to move Steve Grillo, the former Howard Stern intern, to 6:30, and Jimmy Fallon is joining us at 6 o'clock. So we have to do that. Snowflake rolls? No, not for a burger. Oh, they're good, but not for a burger. Anyway, is the president still taking questions?
Yeah, he's still taking questions.
I think he is, right? He's still. All right. Well, let's jump in here. I think we can probably take a couple more minutes of this. I think it does end though, and I'm looking at the White House page, and it seems over, so it probably won't go much longer. But let's jump back into the president taking questions from the press in the Oval Office. Go ahead.
Question yet. I'll tell you in a matter of weeks, maybe less. But we've made a lot of progress. And as you know, we've got a 50% tariff on India on oil. They're the second largest. They're very close to China in terms of the purchase of oil from Russia. But so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But we've had very productive talks today. Yes, ma'am.
President Trump, on federalizing D.C., are you considering taking over the D.C. police? Is that an option on the table?
We're considering it, yeah, because the crime is ridiculous. I could show you a chart comparing D.C. to other locations, and you're not going to want to see what it looks like. It was just up on television, actually. They were showing it. Now, we want to have a great, safe capital. And we're going to have it. And that includes cleanliness and it includes other things. We have a capital that's very unsafe. You know, we just almost lost a young man, beautiful, handsome guy that got the hell knocked out of him the night before last. And I'm going to call him now. We wanted to give him a little recovery time. We just put a call into him. They're calling back in a little while. But he went through a bad situation. To put it mildly, and there's too much of it. We're gonna do something about it. So whether you call it federalized or what, and that also includes the graffiti that you see, the papers all over the place, the roads that are in bad shape, the medians that are falling down, the median in between roads that's falling down. We're gonna beautify the city. We're gonna make it beautiful. And what a shame. The rate of crime, the rate of muggings, killings, and everything else, we're not going to let it. And that includes bringing in the National Guard, maybe very quickly, too.
And do you want Congress to look at overturning the D.C. Home Rule Act?
We're going to look at that. In fact, the lawyers are already studying it. We have to run D.C. This has to be the best-run place in the country, not the worst-run place in the country. And it has so much potential. and we're going to take care of it. You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
Mr. President, if you do reach a deal with Ukraine and Russia, would you drop the additional tariffs on India?
Well, we'll determine that later, but right now they're paying a 50% tariff.
Okay. Mr. President.
One for Mr. Cook as well on the iPhone, if I may.
Sure.
The president wants a made in the USA iPhone. What are the chances that you can actually make that happen?
Well, if you look at the bulk of it, we're doing a lot of the semiconductors here. We're doing the glass here. We're doing the Face ID module here. And so there's a ton of it. And we're doing these for products sold elsewhere in the world. And so there's a lot of content in there from the United States.
But what about the whole thing?
We're very proud of it.
The whole thing is just the
final assembly that you're focused on. And that will be elsewhere for a while.
He makes many of the components here, and we've been talking about it, and the whole thing is set up at other places, and it's been there for a long time. So in terms of cost and all, but I think we may incentivize him enough that one day he'll be bringing that. But he brings most of the stuff. Look, he's not making this kind of an investment anywhere in the world, not even close. He's coming back. I mean, Apple's coming back to America. Thank you.
Indian officials have said that there are other countries that are buying Russian oil.
It's okay.
Like China, for instance, buys more.
Yeah.
Why are you singling India out for these additional sanctions?
It's only been 8 hours. So let's see what happens over the next.
We're going to see more secondary sanctions.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot more.
So this is a taste of.
You're going to see a lot more. You're going to see so much.
You were the driving
secondary sanctions. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, you were the driving force behind Operation Warp Speed. These mRNA vaccines that are the gold standard.
Right.
Now your health secretary is pulling back all the funding for research. He's saying that the risks outweigh the benefits, which puts him at odds with
research
the entire medical community and with you. What is going on?
Research on what?
Into mRNA vaccines.
Well, we're going to look at that. We're talking about it, and they're doing a very good job. And, you know, that is a pass. Operation Warp Speed was, whether you're Republican or Democrat, considered one of the most incredible things ever done in this country. The efficiency, the way it was done, the distribution, everything about it has been amazing. You know, that was now a long time ago. And we're on to other things. But we are speaking about it. We have meetings about it in tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And we'll determine. We're looking for other answers to other problems, to other sicknesses and diseases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And all right, we got to jump out of this and take a break. But the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, Sidham Instant and Woodbury. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.